Okay, let's get started with Baba Basra, Daf Samachay, and we are on Daf Samachay, Amar Aleph. We had the Machlokas yesterday. We started the Mishnah, Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, and the Maskana was that it is a general Machlokas about how we look at sellers. Do we say Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a, Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa? And that was the root of the Machlokas, and that's what the Gemara says whenever, in Shas, it says that there's a chilek between when the Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, and how we look at sellers. This is the source of that machlokas, this Mishnah that discusses when you sell a house and the duos and the bar, right? Do you sell the pathway to it or not? And what if you're just selling that? That was the two cases in our Mishnah and the two cases later on in the Mishnah about a bar and a dos and a sada, and we ended up finally having an extra line, the seifa of the Mishnah later on, and therefore that is the makar that we could use to say that this is a general machlokas. And we had a machlokas at the end of this year between Rav and Shmuel, who we paskin like. Rav Huna Amar Rav said the halacha is like the Chachamim, who say mocher ba'ayin ra mocher, he sells it in a more stingy fashion. Rav Yirmir Bar Abba, in the name of Shmuel, says halacha k'Rebbe Akiva. The halacha is like Rebbe Akiva, that a mocher is ba'ayin yafeh mocher. Let's just do a little bit, and then we will make a comment about this psak. Amalei, second line in Samachay Amud Aleph. Amalei, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Rav Huna, Vazimnin Saisa, Rav Huna, who just quoted Rav, the halachas like the Chachamim, Vazimnin Sagiyin, Amrite Kami de Rav, Hilchzak Rabbi Akiva. But often, you said in front of Rav, the halachas like Rabbi Akiva, Velo Amalei, Velo Midi. I said, and he never told me anything. So how can you say that Rav holds the halachas like Shmuel? I often said the halachas like Rav in front of him, and he didn't say anything to me. Amar Leiser, Rav Huna answers back, Heichi Tanita, how exactly did you formulate the machlokas? Right? Did you formulate it like, I have it? So Amar Lei, Ifcha Tanina, no, I formulated it the opposite way. The opposite way. So Mishim Hachi Lo Amar Lechav Lamidi, that's exactly why I didn't say anything. Because you formulated it the opposite way, but it's the same Shita, and therefore he didn't argue. Right? You see, in the Rashbam doesn't say that this is the conversation that took place, but this is the Gemara explaining. Fourth line in the Rashbam. Amar Lei Ifcha L'Rabbi Akiva Ba'ayin Ra'a U'L'Rabbanan Ba'ayin Yafa. Meaning he holds Ba'ayin Ra'a. And you formulated Rabbi Akiva saying by in Ras, that's why he didn't say anything. The Gemara hu de kemafarish. The Gemara is explaining the ifcha havitani Rabbi Yirmiyah. That Rabbi Yirmiyah said the opposite. Umiyu ihu lo amr l'Rav Huna lashon ze ifcha tanina. He didn't say that lashon, right? But it's just the Gemara explaining how one can make shalom in terms of the psakim of Rav Huna, and how it would work that he didn't argue when the other person had formulated the machlokas in front of him. Interesting, the Rabbi Akiva here is, so lamaskana we paskin, the formulation, the sheet of Rabbi Akiva is ba'ayin yafa. He always has that positive view of the mocher. This might be l'shitaso in terms, and generally we know throughout Shas, Rabbi Akiva is the optimist. Rabbi Akiva is the one that thinks positively. And again, this is a halachic context, but it is interesting that Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa, Rabbi Akiva has this optimistic, positive nature side to his shita. Okay, you might say Ayin B'Ayin Yafa is bad for the Mocher, but yeah, that's the point. The point is that he always has this positive nature. We know that from the end. The most famous comment is the end of Makos, where Rabbi Akiva is standing looking at Harabayas with all of his fellow Tanoim, and they see a shual that goes on to Harabayas. Let's just review it. Like the Shuv Hamachas Hayolun Yerushalayim, Kivin Shegiel Har Sofim Karu Bigdayim, Kivin Shegiel Har Abayis Ro Shual Sheyatzvi Beis Kachi Hakadoshim. They saw a shual that went out of the Kodesh Kadoshim. His Chilu Hein Bochin Rabbi Kiva Mitzachik, and they start crying. Rabbi Kiva starts smiling or laughing, and they say, "Why are you crying? Why are you laughing?" So they say the place that it says Makar Jekasabo Vazar Karev Yumas V'Yachshav Shualim Hilchuba V'Lo Nivke. We shouldn't cry. Rabbi Kiva says, "That's exactly why I'm laughing. Why? Because Yishayo Anavi puts together Uriah and Zechariah, right? Uriah and Zechariah, which are two opposite nevuos. One is about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, the pasuk in Micha, Nochem Biglalchem Tzion Sadeh Techaresh, and the pasuk in Zechariah, where the pasuk talks about Od Yeshu Zakenim Zakenos Berchavos Yerushalayim, the tremendous Geula. Why does Yeshayahu Navi put them together? Yeshayahu Navi lived before both. Yeshayahu Navi lived right 150 years before Churban Beis Hamikdash Rishon, right? So why are they put together? Because they're Tali Habaha, as Rabbi Akiva said, Achalon is Kaimanevu Asoshal Uriah, before the nevuah of Uriah took place. that there will be destruction. I was worried about the other nevuah of Geula. But now that I see Uriah's nevuah took place, biyadua, I know that Zechariah's will take place as well. Amrula Akiva Nichabtanu, Akirya Akiva Nichabtanu. So that's the most famous area and sugya. But we find it all over Shas, just one or two others. And again, it fits in Lishitat Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Nun. Again, the Gemara appears, the story appears two places, in Ksubis and in Nedarim, but this line is only in the formulation in Nedarim. The story of Rabbi Akiva when he went away after he got married for 12 years, then another 12 years to learn Torah, and then he came back and he overheard his wife, "Oh, if it was up to me," so then he'd go away for another 12 years. But in Nedarim, before he went away, it formulates that Rabbi Akiva and his wife are very poor. Remember, her father, Kalba Savua, was Madar Hana'a. He was very upset that his daughter married this stable boy, this shepherd, and he was Madar Hana'a. So Shama Kalba Savua, Adra Hana'a Mikol Nichse, right, Daf Nun. Azla Visnasiva Le Besisva, right, they got married. Haviganu Beitivna, they used to stay in the farm, in the barn, with the straw. Havikaminka Leitivna Min Mazye, and she used to take the straw out of Rabbi Kiva's hair. Right, what's the symbol of that? Symbolism, some type of beloved act. Amar La, Ihavili Ramina Leich Yerushalayim Dadab. If it was up to me, I'd give you Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. There's some type of jewelry, crown that they used to have. Masechta Shabbos also talks about it. He says, "I wish I could give you more." Asa Eliyahu Izmi Lahon Kenasha. All of a sudden, there's a knock on the barn door. Eliyahu Anavi. And he knocks, V'kakari Ababa, Amar Lahu, Havli Per to the Tivna. And he says, "Please, you have any straw you could give me? The Yaldas Itzi, my wife has had a baby. V'lesle Midam Laguna, there's nothing she has anything to rely on. She doesn't even have straw. I need some straw." Amar Lara Yikiva La Itzi, Rabbi Akiva says to his wife, "Chazi Gavra, De'afilu Tivna Lo Isle. Look, we have straw. Look at this guy. He doesn't even have any straw." Amar Lei Zil, and then he goes away for the 12 years and the 12 years. But again, Rabbi Akiva, the positive attitude. We have nothing! Yeah, but we have straw. We have straw, we're able to, at least have more. And of course, at the end of his life even, and when have I been able to be Mekayim this mitzvah, right? We know at the end of Maseches Brachos, where he is, in a state of torture, and his Talmidim say to him, you know, still, even now you have that attitude, because they knew what he does all his life. But even here, they couldn't believe that he would stay in this state, even while he's tortured. And he said, "Exactly, I've been waiting for this all my life," as he explains at the end of Maseches Brachos, and again, not to read it, but also just one final point, and that is, some of the Mefarshim explain, the Aruch HaShulchan, in his Haggadah, in Lal Shimurim, explains, maybe that's why all the Tanoim went to Bnei Brak the night of the Seder. Right? One of the famous questions in the Haggadah is that all these rabbis, Maisa, in the story of the five rabbis, they were all rabbis in different places, and they were all Mesubin B'Bnei Brak. The question is, why they come to Bnei Brak? Right? That was the town of Rabbi Akiva, right? One of the five rabbis, but they all had their own towns. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Azariah, why'd they come? So the answer is that they lived soon after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Imagine how depressing it must have been. Imagine how, you know, you call this a Seder. Where's the Karban Pesach? Where's everything that we used to have surrounded by Yerushalayim with all of Klal Yisrael? They came to Rabbi Akiva to get chizuk, to have that positive attitude that they knew that he would be able to give them this chizuk. That's in the Haggadah Lal Shimurim. The Aruch HaShulchan says it. Shechizkam betikvas klal Yisrael takev achar achurban. V'lachein bo kulam le'iro ulebeisol shor Rabbi Akiva. They came to Rabbi Akiva, levad ringam leo, lo halach v'reisha hayanasi. V'heim kulam bo'il of the saper b'tzias mitzrayim b'lach haga pesach. Because v'reisha b'tzias mitzrayim gamkin misbarer nitzchias Yisrael v'chul v'chol kli yotzer alav lo yitzlach l'chaloso chas v'shalom. Then he connects it to Kriyas Mashal Shachris, where we say Ezra Savoseinu v'chulu. Okay, that is Rabbi Akiva. That relates to our topic of Rabbi Akiva has the attitude of mocher ba'ayin yafe mocher. Okay, let's continue. Amale Ravina l'Ravashi, lema azul etaymayhu. Let's say that Rav and Shmuel, right, who paskin like Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, let's say they are lishitaso. Rav who holds ba'ayin ra'ah, right, he paskin like the Rabbanan, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva ba'ayin yafe. Damar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, ha'achen shachilku, brothers that split up properly, split up property. They have two fields. Let's say there's an outer field and an inner field. right? You have to go through the outer field to get to the inner field. So again, do we say that once that when the brothers split up the property, that when they split it up, the inner one left for the outer, I'm sorry, the outer one left for the inner one, pathway in order to get to his inner field? Or do we say, no, it's split up, and if you want to take a path, then you have to buy it from me. So how do we say? Same kind of issue. So achen shechil ein lohem lo derech zeh al zeh. They do not have a complaint for the derech one on the other one. Velo sulamos zeh al zeh. And they don't have a claim of ladders, meaning if I have a upstairs and I want to put a ladder to get to my upstairs, in you own the downstairs and you own the yard around the downstairs, I want to put a ladder there. Velo sulamos al zeh, they don't have claims on each other. Velo chalonos al zeh, build windows looking into each other's area. Velo amas hamayim al zeh, or to bring water and aqueducts in each other's fields. So they don't have claims about that. Says, this is all Shmuel talking against Shmuel. They don't have, Shmuel said in the earlier halacha of Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean they don't have claims? Because mocher ba'ayin yafe mocher. So ba'ayin yafe, I sell you everything. Oh, I'm going to have to buy something back? Okay, I'll buy it back. But that the pnimi is looked at as the mocher. He sells the outer one to the other brother, and he didn't leave himself anything. Didn't leave himself space to walk or space to put his ladder. V'chulus. That's Shmuel Shita. That's L'shitaso that he says ayin yafe mocher. V'hizaru. As the Rashbam says, we have to look at it from the viewpoint of the pnimi. The pnimi is the mocher. Just look at the Rashbam about halfway in the skinny lines. V'kivin shemachalo la'achav achelko shebechitzon ba'in yafe machalo kol asada v'haderach lo shir la'atzmo b'mechirazu klum v'hainu shmua l'taymei to pasak Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva, that's Shmuel l'shitaso to mocher ba'in yafe mocher to l'gabe pnimi shayach l'meimar ba'in yafe. Regarding the pnimi, that's what you could say, the afal pi shetzorech lefroach ba'avir, even though we have to fly through the sky, lo shir la'atzmo es haderach, right? He wasn't mishayir himself. You don't look at it the other way, says the Rashbam. You don't look at it the other way. That the chitzon sold the pnimi, the ayin ra, that he kept the derech. No, this is his field. He's the buyer in this field. Just because he takes more, doesn't prove mocher ba'ayin ra. In this field, it's mine. I'm the kone in this field. I'm not the mocher in the field. The mocher, I, the chitzon, I'm a mocher in the pnimi, and that's all yours, right? So that's also ba'ayin yafes. That is all Shitas Shmuel. V'hizaru bahen, and back to the Gemara, and be careful about these laws. Shahalachos kivuos hein, because these are set halachos. We'll have to see what that means. But either way, v'rav amar yesh lahen, and Rav says yesh lahen, no, each one of them has a claim, because mocher ba'ayin ra mocher, and therefore the pnimi does have claims on the chitzon to put his ladder, and to have a path, and to have chalonos, v'chulu, all the issues involved. So either way, what's the, when Ravina says this to Ravashi, whenever we have an Azili Tamayu, we're not saying, oh, everything works perfectly. We're saying, if it's the same machlokas, why do we have the machlokas twice? Right? Why do we have the machlokas both? Once they paskin, like Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, so why then do we have an exact parallel machlokas about the case of the brothers? The Gemara says tricha, right? No, you need both cases, both our context and the next context, right? And this is Rav Ashi answering Ravina. Look on the Rashbam's second wide line. Hachi Garsinan, Vitzricha, the Rav Ashi who to come at their Hachi Ravina. Rav Ashi is answering. It's not just the stam of the Gemara. De lo azu l'tamayo l'gamre, that it's not exactly l'shitasam. V'ein l'lmod machlokes mechaverta, and you cannot learn one machlokas from the other. Mihu derech Gemara hu lomar v'azdu l'tamayu v'tzricha. This is the derech of the Gemara to say that. Aval ha, in general, the Gemara, the anonymous narrator of the Gemara is the one that says v'azdu l'tamayu is in this l'shitaso, and then bringing a tzricha so why each one is different. But here explains the Rashi. It's the Amoram themselves discussing it. And that's why. Okay, so that's the Rashbam. How, again, this is the people involved talking, not just the Stam of the Gemara. So, Tzricha, D'i Ashminon B'yahi. So, if we only had that case, B'yahi Kamarav, maybe only there, Rav would say, Ba'ayin ra'a mocher, mishum to amarle, bi'ina, right, that only by the case of the brothers. That's what we would say, that the pnimi is ba'ayin ra'a, and he says, I didn't sell you the path, it's my path. Why? Because he could say there, to amarle, bi'ina le meder bay, kiechi de daro bay avasi. I want to live in these fields like dad lived in these fields. Right? Our father lived in these fields. He had a path to get there. He didn't, close himself off that there's nothing, that there's no way that he could get there. He has to fly through the fields. So that's where I want to live. So generally, we might say, mocher, ba'ayin, yofe mocher. But dafka over there, it's ma'ayin ra, because he feels like his father, teida, and, that why, I'll prove it to you, d'chsiv, because the pasuk says in Tehillim, this is a major sugya we'll talk about, b'ed Hashem, and again, in the eighth parak in Yesh Nochlin, tachas avosecha yu banecha. In regarding some halachos, the children step into the shoes of their father. Right, that might not be exactly Yerusha. We'll have to talk about two different types of Yerusha, or even more generally, two different categories of halachos where children either get from their father or take the place of their father. Because after all, as we think about even just the concept of Yerusha, does that mean that the property goes down or the people go up? Right, how do we look at Yerusha? There is now a confluence between new possessions and new people. But is that because the children or the relative goes into the shoes, so to speak, of the Morish? The Yorish becomes the Morish? Or no, the Morish, it's more of a, because it's hard to say that the Morish gives something because he died. So how do you give Yerusha? Is it just the second before a person dies, he gives Yerusha? Or it's something automatic that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the mechanism of Yerusha? Or do we say no? The Morish doesn't do anything. The Yoresh is active. He's the one that's still alive. He actively goes into the shoes, so to speak, of the Morish. So that's the principle of Tachas Avosecha Yubanecha. In the place, in the shoes of the father, will be the children. So by the way, we'll have to get to that. You might be mechalik between different types of Yerusha. Maybe there's a difference between a son or a child versus a brother versus other relatives. Maybe there's a difference between blood relatives and Yerusha's Habaal, considering Yerusha's Habaal might not be Daraisa, machlokas in the Gemara, Yerusha's Habaal Daraisa or not. But either way, this is what the Gemara says. That oh, so if you only had that case over there of the brothers, so maybe only over there Rav holds mocher ba'ayin ra'a mocher. Because Tachas Avosecha Yibanecha, I want to at least have as much rights as our father did. Aval, as many rights. Aval Baha, but in our case, Ima Modulei L'Shmuel. But maybe here he would agree, in a regular case of buyer and seller, he would agree to Shmuel that Mocher Ba'ayin Yafe Mocher. And if you only had our case, Baha Karmer Shmuel, same thing, maybe only here Shmuel says Mocher Ba'ayin Yafe Mocher. But maybe over there he would agree to Rav that he wants to be like his father, right? Or mocher ba'ayin ra mocher, general tzricha, that's what you need, both, you need both cases. What does the word halacha here mean? Halachos kavuos hein? So again, this is a general discussion whenever this comes up in Shas. Halachos kavuos hein, the Rashbam here just says it means who the halacha is like. Kavuos hein, first wide line of the Rashbam, klomar shalacha kein. The halacha is so. But other Rishonim quote the Bahag and other times that halacha sometimes means halacha lamosha misinai. So what does that mean here? Does that mean that here? These are halachas kavuosein. That's hard to say that it means halacha lamosha misinai here. But we find elsewhere the word halacha. That's why the Rashbam, even if you say it means halacha, elsewhere, it means halacha Moshe v'sinai, here it could just mean halacha. It's hard to say that, you know, how you view sellers' umdinas and their viewpoint when they sell would be halacha Moshe v'sinai. It sounds more of a lamaisa. But again, sometimes it's a machloka. Sometimes it's a machloka about what halacha means. We mentioned in the past the Rambam shita. The Rambam has a shita that the Chavos Yair and other achronim find very difficult. And then it's if. The Rambam defines what is a halacha Moshe v'sinai. The Rambam has his five categories of Torah Shebal Peh in the Hakdama to Pirush HaMishnayis. The Rambam says, we mentioned yesterday the other Hakdama, where the Rambam has three famous Hakdamas. The Rambam has the Hakdama to Pirush HaMishnayis, to all of Shas. He has the Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, Shmona Prakim, talks all about Midos, and he has Hakdama to Chelek, where he took the last Perek of Sanhedrin, where he talks about Olam Haba and Tchias HaMesim, and all the Animamins, the Yesodos HaEmuna. So yesterday we mentioned about the metal flying through the air, right? That was the Rambam in Hakdama to Chelek. So this is the Hakdama to that was Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, and this is Hakdama to Pirush HaMishnah, where he talks about, we've mentioned this in the past, the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. Number one, the Rambam says, is Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe, V'yeshlem Remez Bakasuv, V'efshar Lohotziyam B'derach Svara. Category one is Pirushim that have come down from Moshe Rabbeinu, which it has some evidence and hint in the Torah Shebichsav. If you would have had a long time, you could have figured this out yourself. Pre-Eitz Hadar, bring an Esrog. So that's a beautiful fruit. There's nothing against that. I wouldn't have thought about that. There's a lot of fruits, but maybe I could have come up with that. That's Pirushim HaMekubalim B'Pi Moshe Rabbeinu. Or Ayin Tach HaZayin. The Gemara, the beginning of the 8th paragraph of Baba Kama, has a whole discussion. But Lamaisa, we Paskin, we know that that means not literally an eye for an eye. We know it means money. How do we know that? Pirushim HaMekubalim B'Pi Moshe Rabbeinu. Those are never called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's a Pirush HaMekubal, Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. That is category number one. Category number two, the Rambam says, is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And that is that there is no evidence in the text. There is no remez at all. If you would have had 1,000 years, you still wouldn't have come up with this. Shiurin, Mechitzin, Nisach HaMayim, according to one day. All the different halachas about Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Why would I have thought that that is included in a law in the Torah? So those are the first two categories. What's the difference between those two? As we explained, is there a remez? But then the Rambam says, both of them have no machlokas about them. They're both agreed upon by all. Those first two categories. And then he gets into the third category, which is all machlokas. That's the area of Torah that's learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos and all the Midos, right? That's the Klal Prat, Prat Klal, Ribu Miet, almost all the Drashas Chazal. That's category three. And then four and five are Takanos and Gzeros Durabanan. But that's also part of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But either way, all the Achronim ask on the Rambam that we seem to find many examples in Shas of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that there's a machlokas about. So how can the Rambam say there's no machlokas? Right, beginning of Baba Kama, Tsroros is a Tzitzvi Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And others, that's just one, the big example that's given. But the answer that Netziv gives in the Kinmas HaEmek, with the first two pages of his commentary on the Shiltos, in his Hakdamba of the commentary, he says, often when it says the word halacha in the Gemara, and Rashi and Tosfos and the Rush might interpret that as Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the Rambam might not. The Rambam lists off what all the Halacha Moshe B'Sinais are, right in that piece that I just had open, right, that he lists off all the Halacha Moshe B'Sinais. Asader Rov Adinim, Shereb Yam Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the Efshashi Yakol. Interesting, the Rambam wants to cover his bases. He says, I'm going to list off most of them. It could be it's all of them. But just in case I forgot one, you know, the Rambam forgot one. Halavai, we should all be able to say that we forgot as little as the Rambam forgot. But then the Rambam says, he's just saying that if there's one not on the list, you know, don't catch him on it. And he says, V'yisbar lecha amitas mashamarti, she'ein, and you'll see what I'm saying, she'ein mehan afilu achas, shehotzi'ua b'derach svara, you'll see none of them could have been drawn out of pure logic, v'yifshar l'smoch osal la'pasuk ela aderach asmachta. And you can only put it connected to a pasuk afterwards, as an asmachta. V'lo matzanu la'olam, shechakru behen svaros, oheviu alein rayos, ela l'kachon mipi moshe, kemoshe tziva, osu akadosh baruch hu, ve'elu hein. And then he starts going through them. Chatzi lo shem latoda, good love and dofen akuma, shir mechitzin and mechitzin, tefillin al klaf, mizuz al doksustis, sefer Torah al agvil, shin shel tefillin, kesher shel tefillin, a lot about tefillin, right, is halacha shem sinai, kosin sefer Torah bidyo, umesurgal, pchusimi begab bashal shonim, ein bia so bia. It continues, eser nitios, halachas of peya, the chulu, but he does not list off sororos as one of the examples. Just shows you the example. The Rambam does not think that's halacha moshe b'sinai. That's how there could be a machlokas about it, among others. But either way, that's the word halacha. When the word halacha comes up in the Gemara, sometimes it can mean halacha moshe b'sinai, sometimes not. Here, pashtus, it means the halacha, as the Rashbam says too. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, fourth to last skinny line. Amar le Rav Nachman le Rav Huna, Hilchasa Kavasin, or Hilchasa Kavasaychu. Rav Nachman says to Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, who was a Talmud of Shmuel, right, says to Rav Huna, who was quoted Rav Shita, who's the halacha like? Amar le Hilchasa Kavasaychu. So Rav Huna said, the halacha is like you, meaning the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, Ba'ayin Yafe. Kidema Krevisu Lubaba, Deresh Galusa, Deshrichi Daini. Why the halacha like you? Because you are close to the gates of the Resh Galusa, where there are many dayanim, meaning you're involved in a lot of halacha lamaisa. And if you say that's what the judges say. So that is what we go by, right? The Rav Nachman, the Rashbam quotes here from other Gemaras that Rav Nachman was the son-in-law of the Resh Galusa, and therefore he was very involved in court cases, and that's why he knew. Right, interesting, the Gemara sounds like that if you're involved in halacha l'maisa, so that is crucial in terms of determining the halacha, right? And that is mentioned often. We can't paskin just from in a Gemara. paskim from a Gemara, even from a Shulchan Aruch, if we don't look at the poskim and we're not involved in psak, you know, often we could read something in a sefer, but if we're not involved in halacha psak, you know, that is something that that we are lacking. There is a tshuva of the Rimi Gash. Interesting tshuva, the Rimi Gash, right? Very early. We have the Rimi Gash here on the Masechta, but in one of the tshuvas, it's Simon Kuf Yudalid, he was asked about this question. What if somebody is an expert in tshuvas? He's an expert in tshuvas and paskining, but he doesn't know Shas and Shulchan Aruch backwards and forwards. But he knows it enough to, in terms of the Shailos v'Tshuvos. Is that somebody who is roy to paskin? Ish asher lo kar me'olam halacha imra, ve'enu yodea derech halacha v'lo pirusha v'lo kriyasa, el shu ra harbe mitshuvos ha'ga'onim v'sifri adinim. Ve'im ish she'ikri yidiyasa v'tshuvos elu, ve'enu meven atzedek mehem mibilti atzedek, em yuchal lahoris b'nyin echad o b'nidon echad, v'yuv so kadin bo, ve'efshar liyosh osa ho'ra mimenu kfar chazer bo amore bo. This is the issue he's talking about. Conceptual, theoretical knowledge versus halacha l'maisa knowledge, right? Is that something that is... crucial. So he writes, tshuva, da, shahaish hazeh roi yoser lahatirlo, laharos me'anashim rabim, kavu atzmam laharab is manenu zeh. This person who is very halacha lamaisa oriented is more appropriate to paskening than many other people in our generation. Verubam, many of the people in our generation, ain't b'em afilu echon mishnei dvarim elu. Ritzoni lomar havanas ha'halacha ve'he'emidal das ha'ga'onim. Right, the ga'onim were the posseks, right, before the Rimi Gash. Ve'osam shemedamim lahoros me'iyun ha'halacha u'mechozek iyunam b'talmud. Those who want to paskin based on the lumdis that they came up with in the sugyas, ra'ui l'mana mizeh. You can't paskin based on that. You're going to try to paskin from the Gemara without looking at the Gaonim, right? Who are the poskim in between the Rimi Gash and the Gemara? Right, you have two. You don't have two people who do both, says the Rimi Gash. You have people who know Shas by heart, and people who are very familiar with the tshuvas of the Gaonim based on Shas, even though they don't know Shas, as well as the ones who stay in the base of Medrash all day. So the Rimi Gash says the ones who know the tshuvas of Gaonim, right, are the ones that are more appropriate to paskin, because they're always going to be based on, they're paskin themselves, they're going to be based on the psak that they have found. And this is an important ashita. But he says, obviously, that's at the end of the last paragraph, he says, yeah, there has to be tremendous Yirat Shamayim in a posak no matter what you do. Without Yirat Shamayim, that ingredient, then forget it. But for sure, Lafishain Roy Lanu Lamo Dain Shane Hogan Lafishu Kanote Asher Bi Israel, according to the Gemara in the beginning of Mesechta Sanhedrin. But it's important, this line, that you're involved in the court cases, and that's why it's important for you to be involved in these psakim. Also, some mentioned when somebody once told me in the name of Rav Moshe, in the Talmud of Rav Moshe, that he was comfortable sometimes in certain sugyas with the Aruch HaShulchan, who was a Rav, even though he might have a different opinion than, let's say, the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah was a Rosh Yeshiva, obviously tremendous, both tremendous poskim, nothing against either of them. They're both the Gedolei Hador and the Mishnah Berurah is called the Posek Achron. But the Aruch HaShulchan, being involved in the Halacha L'maisa Psak of being a Rav, a community Rav, so that also weighed in terms of determining the ultimate Psak. Okay, let's continue. Itmar, says the Gemara, Shnei Batim Zeh Lefnei Mizeh. If I'm selling two houses, one within another one. So now, as the Ritva explains here, this is Bein L'Rab, Bein L'Shmuel. Bein L'Rabbi Kiva, Bein L'Rabbanan. What's the whole issue of Mocher Ba'ayin Ra or Ba'ayin Yafeh, where you're keeping something for yourself and you're selling something? What if I'm giving away both items? So then you can't say Ba'ayin Yafeh, Ba'ayin Ra, because there you're being Mocher both. Yafeh to one is not Yafeh to the other one. So, what happens in this case? Shnei batim zeh lefnei mizeh. Shneihem b'mecher, shneihem b'matana. If I'm selling both of them, if I'm giving both of them, they're equal. Ein lehen derech zeh al zeh. So then even Rabbi Akiva, who usually says, I'm sorry, even the Rabbanan, who usually say you leave out a path, but here, no, you want to leave out a path, because you're selling two different fields, and each one wants to have their own field, and their whole field. So therefore, if they're both mecher, beth, and matana, then both fields are sold. Kol shekein, and surely, chitzon b'matana u'pnimi b'mecher. If it's a matana versus mecher, then even if you want to say, let's hear Rabbi Akiva now, even if you want to say mocher is buying yafa mocher, but it's not as yafa as a nosein. Nosein matana is even greater. And therefore, if the chitzon is matana and the pnimi is mecher, then obviously you're more weighted on the chitzon and you did not leave a path for the pnimi in the chitzon. But what about this case? Chitzon b'mecher u'pinimi b'matana. What if you sold the outer field and you gave the inner field? So therefore, if you want to weigh it on the side of the giver, so did you leave a path in the chitzon for the one who got it at the makaba matana? So saver mina ein lohen derech zel zeh. So they thought to say, no, same, no difference, right? The pinimi does not have a hand in the chitzon. And then he rejected it and said, v'lohi, milo tznan, didn't we learn, b'med ramamurim, later on in the Mishnah, didn't we learn b'mocher? By mocher, we have these rules. Ava b'nosin matana, nosin es kulan. Right? By nosin matana, it's different. Alma, madia matana, ba'ain yafe yahiv. One who gives a matana, gives it ba'ain yafe. We learned that from there. So, hachanami, madia matana, ba'ain yafe yahiv. And therefore, in the case where the outer one was mocher and the inner one was matana, so there we would say that the makaba matana does have a path in the outer field because the mocher was no sein ba'ayin yafa. We had this once before also in the Masechta comparing a no sein as well. We had this back in the third parak, back on Daf Nun Gimel. If you remember, we had the case of Matana Heich. We had the question about doing a Kinyan Chazaka on a Matana. We said there that if the Mocher is in front of you, you have to say, he doesn't have to say Lei Chazeku Kni, you can just do the Kinyan Chazaka. But if he's not in front of you, you have to, then it's not gonna work, right? Befanav, Lo Tzorach Lamemer Lei Chazeku Kni. Shalom Befanav, Tzorach Lamemer Lei Chazeku Kni. He has to tell you, go and be, do a Kinyan Chazaka. So Gemara there asks on Daf Nun Gimel, Boy Rav Matana, what about matana? And then Shmuel answered, "Uma mecher de kayav lezuze." Right, by mecher, where he's paying, getting money, he still has to say lechazeku kni matana lo kol shekein. And Rav answers back, "Man de yav matana ba'ayin yafe yahiv." Right, no, maybe it's different. Then he gives it ba'ayin yafe, and therefore you wouldn't have to say lechazeku kni. Okay, that was we had that earlier, but comparing matana to mecher. There's a beautiful comment of the Meshachachma at the beginning of Parshas Bahar, where the Torah, as we know, talks about the mitzvah of Shemitah. What's the formulation of the pasuk? Ki savo el aretz asher ani nosein lachem. When you come to the land that I am giving you, Hashem says, v'shav sa ha'aretz shabas l'Hashem, shei shenim tezra sadecha v'chulu. Habi'ur, says the Meshach Chachma. Let me explain. What's he bothered by? He's not bothered by anything. He's just emphasizing the language of no saying. Hashem emphasizes that he gave us this land before he says, don't work the land. What's the emphasis? Habiur. Ki derech mocher sadehu ba'ayin ra. It often, he's not saying a psak halacha here, where we just say we pass like Rabbi Akiva, but he's just saying in general, when a person sells a field, it could be that he doesn't have the greatest view of the field. Meaning, what happens after I sell you this field? Do I want this field to be so great for you and to give you so much produce? Deep down, maybe I'm a little bit like, now that it's not mine anymore, you know, I'd rather it not produce so much. Ve'eno rotza l'nafsho, ki yena halokeach mimena. I don't want you to have the greatest time with it. Yirtze ki lo yizra v'lo yiksar v'aris teisham v'yisab alakone. Right, it's not in my possession anymore, so I'm fine if it doesn't produce for you. Lo kein hanosim ba'in yafe. If you give a matana, it's not true. If I give you a matana, I want the field to produce. I want the field to be good. Rotze she yismach hamakabel v'yakir b'tovaso. I want you to say thank you. V'lakach hiktim. That is why, as an introduction to Shemitah, the Torah says, Hashem is giving you the land. To emphasize, I'm not telling you to leave the land fallow and to not work it during Shemitah because I'm like a mocher and I have these ulterior motives that, oh, I don't want it to be so. No, I'm giving it to you. I want it to be amazing. But still, there's another value that Shemitah has. Emuna, bitachon, I'm the balabayas, whatever the value is. So I need you to let it not be worked for 1 year out of every seven. But don't think that's because mocher. No sein is ba'ayin yafe. That's the beautiful pshat. ki savo el aretz asher ani no sein lachem, but betach ba'ayin yofeh hu ma'od she'ashem yisparach eno metzapeh l'tashlum gemol chalila. Shem's not waiting for anything. Vada ki ani no sein chefzi she'tisbu'u mi tova, you'll be satiated from my goodness, v'tis anguba me'rov kol v'rak zeh michuko seha v'shav seha aretz shabbos l'ashem. This is it. Shatem minuchem etzli ka'anshe kodesh v'artzachem kodesh. And therefore, even though it's mine, chal alav ashvias, and I need you to let the land be fallow, but not because I have anything against. And that's what the Meshech Chachma says here. In the continuation, we mentioned a couple of years ago in the Parsha Shir, where he talks about the difference between Shvita and Yovel is like the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. A beautiful piece where Shabbos is Kfiyah V'Kaima, while Yontif is created by the Rabbanan, so too, Shemitah is Kfiyah V'Kaima, Shemitah no matter what, every 7 years. While Yovel, there's no Yovel today, right, because Yovel has to be announced by the Beis Din, and if it's not announced by Beis Din, so then it does not exist, right? So that is the Shemitah and Yovel parallel. That's the continuation of that same piece. Okay, says the Mishnah. Hamocher es habayis, if somebody sells a house, macha, what's included in the sale of the house? So continuing, we already have this, but we have more now. Macher es hadeles, avalo es hamafteach. He sold the door is part of the kavua mechuber part of the house, but he did not sell the mafteach. He didn't sell the key is mitaltel. Macher es hamachtesh es hakavua, he sells part of the mill that is kavua, avalo es hamitaltel, it's not the part that's movable. Anything is movable, we assume that maybe the mocher wants to take with him. Macher es it's terobil, avalo es hakeles. Also, types of kalim, the bottom part, which is the kavua part that doesn't move, but the top part is not included. Avalo es hatan, avalo es hakiraim. And he did not sell certain types of ovens, which are ones that are sometimes removed. Bismansha omer lo hu v'kol ma shebesocha, but if he says, I'm selling you the house and everything in it, hare kulan mechurin, then everything is machur inside. Says the Rashbam, 2 points here. Why, on the top? Kol hanach tashmishin amitaltalin. Then all the metaltalin are sold if he says this lashon. Avol shar minei tashmish de lo mizdavni. Only these items that we've had mentioned that are usually part of the house, but they're metaltal. But if you say everything's included, so then they're included, but not everything. Not everything in the house. Other tashmishin. The avagav to amar kol ma shebesoch ani mocher lecha. Continues the Rashbam. And even though he says everything in it is yours, shelo riba b'loshen zeh ela tashmishin hamyuchadim l'baye zeh she'enon regilin l'hashilim ebnei kfeidon. What's included? Items that are sometimes moved that are pretty heavy. Things that are not generally moved. That's included when you say, and everything in it. Umafteach nami, and even the key. The key is usually for this house, for the door. Ikr tashmisho l'posachas shol delazeh v'ni roi lacheres. V'hainu taima, and here we go. 2 reasons. Number one, second skinny line. D'lo zavit shar shnit mine tashmishte, d'lo batili l'gabe bayis. They're not batel. What, like a food processor? Right, that's batel to the house? No, I take that with me. Even if I say everything in the house. Right, my bowls and my cups and my spoons, they're not bottled to the house. That's therefore that they're not included. Inami or eno, they're connected. Eno rotza shelo hisrachig min ashkuna shelo. I'm not moving to the other side of the world. I'm moving to another house. And therefore there's an umdana that I'm going to take it with me. The yadur bebayis acher v'tzricha lematatla. I need this with me wherever I'm moving. Right, they're not going to be there. I'm not going into a furnished apartment house. And therefore, for those 2 reasons, other metaltalin that A, I want, let's do it in order, A, that are not bought to the guy by the house. They're not a kavua thing. They're moved from house to house. And number 2, there's a good chance that I want to take it with me. So those are the reasons why other metaltalin are not included. But it's different. The Rashbam already foreshadows that by a chatzer, if I say anything in the yard, then everything in the yard is included in that statement. We'll have to see when we get there. Okay, so says the Gemara, Lema Masis in the Lok Rabbi Meir. Shall we say that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Meir? Our Mishnah that said that you did not sell the Machteshes Hamitaltel, the grinder that is movable, shall we say that that is against Rabbi Meir? D, Rabbi Meir, because if it's Rabbi Meir, Ha'amar, Rabbi Meir says later on, Machar es HaKerem, Machar Tashmishi Kerem. If you sell a vineyard, then you sold all the items that are used in the vineyard, the kanim in the kerem. Right, we know a vineyard, the vines can't stand up themselves. They need kanim, they need poles to hold up the vineyard. That's the beautiful Rav Shlomo Zalman Ha'ara that we mentioned a long time ago, not recently. Right, we blessed the Chasen and Kala at a wedding, Inve HaGefen, Binve HaGefen, Davar Noam Miskabel. Why Dafka grapes In vehagefen, because grapes are the only fruit that can't exist on their own. You can have a separate apple tree and a pear tree, all trees. But grapes need the poles. They need something beforehand to hold them up. And that's why at a wedding, we're saying these chasen and kala aren't here by themselves. They're coming from the parents and the grandparents and the families. It's like the poles that are holding them up. That's why here. So back to Rabbi Meir. Meir says, if you sell a kerem, all the things that the kerem needs are also included. So is our Mishnah against that? Because our Mishnah says all those other items are not included. The Gemara says, no. I feel it's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir could agree to our Mishnah. Hasem kavia, hachalo kavia. Over there, those poles and those kanim are kavua in the kerem. They're there. So therefore, they're more part of the kerem. Here, the other items are not part of the house, and therefore, they're not included. I v'ha mafteach, dumia de delas tani. What about the mafteach? In our Mishnah, isn't the mafteach similar to the door? It's kavua set in there. Ma delas de kaviyah, mafteach de kaviyah. And you still see that it is not included. Ela mechaverta mazizu lo Rabbi Meir. Okay, so maybe our Mishnah is really against Rabbi Meir's opinion. Period. Tan Rabban, hamocher es habayis, mocher es hadeles, ve'es hanagar, ve'es hamanol. If I sell a house, I sell all the parts of the door that are kavua. I sell the door, I sell the bolt, I sell the lock. Those are all included. Avalo as a mafteach, as the Mishnah said. Machar as a machteshes, ha-chakuka, avalo as a kavua. And I sell the machteshes, that is chakuk. What's the chakuk? Rashbam says, kugon sela hayotze min hakosel, the chakak p'sham machteshes. Chakuk means engraved, hollowed out. If it's a type of kli that's like hollowed out in the stone of the house, so I'm not taking that. That's kavua in. But if it's not kavua, so I'm sorry. If it's not chakuka, but it is kavua, so then I am taking that. Machar ha'itz terobil. All of these are more heavy kalim that are connected. Avalo asakalas. That's not included. And none of the ovens, because all of these we assume you're going to take with you. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbi Eliezer, the Rashbam says, is arguing on the Machteshes Kavua, call him a Chuber Lakarka, Harehu Kakarka. Right, the Tanakhama said the Machteshes Kavua is not included in the sale. Rabbi Eliezer says it is included. If it's Mechuber Lakarka, then it has the status of Karka. Even though it was a Kli, but once you put it into the ground and onto the ground, it loses its status, and now it's like the ground. Bizman sha'amar lo huva kol masha besocha, but when you say it and everything in it, hari kulan mechurin, as we said, then everything is included in the sale. Benkach uvenkach, but either way, in all of these cases, as we said in the previous Mishnah, lo macha lo asabor, v'lo asadus, v'lo asayetziah. Right, that's the first two Mishnahs in our parak. Those are not included. Those have separate purposes, and therefore, they will not be included. Okay. Tana Rabbanis, let's at least start off the next topic, which will continue on to the next daf. Tana Rabbanis. So what do we just say? There's a discussion in this brisa that we just quoted. When I have a kli, and then I was mechaber it to the ground, does it lose its status of kli, and now it becomes part of the house? So when I sell the house, that's included in the house. So again, we're about to compare this. Interesting, the Gemara does this to a halakhic context. You might have thought that up until, like this machlok is about kamachubu lakarka, ruka karka, is that really a formal definition issue? Or is it just, you know, what people include in the house? What do you think, what's the umdana that people would sell in the house? So I would have thought that. Rabbi Eliezer used the lashon of kol mechuber lekarka harika karka, which sounds like a formal definition. Once you put it in, it has the status of karka, and therefore it's not sold. Maybe because of that lashon, that's why the Gemara brings this in, because what we're about to talk about is mikvah. We know that mayim she'uvim pasal a mikvah, drawn water. If it's not from a spring, if it's not from the rain, if it's in a kli and it's drawn water, so then pasals a mikvah. How does it pasal? Right, the big shaila said, how do you make a mikvah if there's mayim shuvim in it? So once a mikvah is a mikvah, then mayim shuvim is not going to pasal it. Before it becomes a mikvah, then mayim shuvim can prevent. Maybe we'll get to some of those details, Be'ez Hashem, in the continuation. But let's at least first see the context. So what are we talking about here? Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Tzinar. If somebody has a pipe, this is a tosefta in mikvaos. Tzinar shechakako l'basav kavo. Let's say I have a pipe. I want to bring the water in for the rainwater to go into the mikvah. So I have a piece of wood, let's say, and I hollow it out. And then I stick it into the ground. So I've made myself a pipe. So the question is this pipe a kli? So the tosefta is machalik between, did I first hollow it out and then put it in the ground? Or did I put it in the ground first and then hollow it out? It makes a difference. Tana Rabbanan. Sinar shechakako ulabasov kavo. If I chiseled and hollowed it out, I made it into like a receptacle, and then I placed it into the ground, poselas ha-mikvah, so the water in there becomes she'uvin, drawn water, and when it goes in, it passels the mikvah. Kavo ulabasov chakako. If I set it into the ground, and only after that I dug it out, eino poselas ha-mikvah, then that's considered ground. And it's considered ground, so therefore it's not a problem. And it doesn't passel the mikvah. Mani lo Rabbi Eliezer v'lo Rabbanan. Who is this Tosefta? Which sheet is this reflecting? It's not Rabbi Eliezer, it's not the Rabbanan. Which Rabbi Eliezer are we talking about? So let's just read the Gemara and then we'll have to talk more about it next time. Hey Rabbi Eliezer, so which Rabbi Eliezer? E lame Rabbi Eliezer, the bias. Is it our Rabbi Eliezer that we just quoted in our Brisa? Right, what did Rabbi Eliezer say? Kol mechuba l'karka harika karka. So here too, this is against Rabbi Eliezer. Is that the Rabbi Eliezer that it's against? That the Rebbe Lezer here too says that this Tosefta says that if you stick it in the ground first and then you chisel it out, then it's kosher. But if it's a kli and then you stick it into the ground, so then it is not good. But what do you mean? Rebbe Lezer says it should be good because right when it comes to kubla karka, harika karka. So is that this Tosefta against Rebbe Lezer? So Gemara says exactly what we just said alluded to earlier. Maybe you can't compare these cases. Dilma hainu taima. This isn't a formal machlokes over there. Hainu taima Rebbe Lezer suffer mocher b'ayin yafin mocher. Rebbe Lezer suffer mocher b'ayin ra mocher. Maybe our issue is about an umdana, about what the mindset of sellers are. It's not about definitions of karka and no karka, so you can't compare the cases. So therefore, we're going to have to go into another Rabbi Eliezer to figure out what the Gemara was referring to. Rich Rabbi Eliezer is against that this Tosefta. But either way, let's just mention one or two points. Tosfos here. Tosfos says on the Tzinar shechakako, right? If you made the pipe and then put it into the ground, that passels the mikvah. Tosfos says, even if this pipe is open on both sides, you might think that's not a receptacle. It's going to go in one side and out the other side. So is that a kli? Tosfos says yes. Ikalo ukme afilu biparitz mishnei ruchos kederach hatzinor. Even if it's open on both sides, so why is that called a receptacle then? If the water goes straight through it, part of being called a kli needs a base kibul. So if it goes straight through, how is that called a receptacle? Kigon shechetato beemsa lekabel tsroros. I made little ridges in the bottom of the pipe to catch like rocks and pebbles and dirt that's going in. So only the water will flow through. But that's enough to be called a base kibul. If I have those little stoppers. Kigon shechetato beemsa lekabel tsroros tebahai base kibul chashivi maim shuvim shoverim al osa base kibul. That's already considered a problematic base kibble if it has that. And then look at the end of Tosfos. Tosfos has an important line that's discussed in Shulchan Aruch as well. V'dafka shemayim noflim mitzinar lemikva. The only problem is if you have the mayim sheuvin that goes straight into the mikvah, so that's where it could ruin a mikvah. Avalim naflo mitzinar lekarka umikarka lemikva hamshachahi veinoposal lemikva imish kfar bemikvah. As long as the rove of a mikvah, 21 sa'ah, mikvah's 40 sa'ah, as long as it's 21 sa'ah, then it's not going to be make it a problem if you do hamshacha. This is one of the major principles of mikvah called hamshacha, meaning even if I have problematic water, mayim she'uvim, if I allow it to go across the ground a little bit, and then it goes into the mikvah, that's okay, that kashers it. That removes the status of meshuv, and that's called hamshacha. There is a discussion in the poskim. How long does it have to go? Does it need gimel tvachim to go along the ground? Is it even a kol shehu? That's one machlokes. Machlokes we've shown him whether it's gimel tvachim or a kol shehu. Another machlokes is hamshacha only on ground that's ro'i levloa, that it could be absorbed in the ground, or even that's a trumas hadeshen, or even if not. But either way, this is a big discussion in the in Hilchas Mikvos, the Shulchan Aruch. Just to close with this, the Shulchan Aruch Simin Reish Aleph in Yaradeya is all of Hilchas and Mikvos. You know, we'll start with this tomorrow. I'll read the Shulchan Aruch tomorrow. Hilchas Mikvos is a huge Simin in Simin Reish is the end of Hilchas Tefila. Simin Reish Aleph is Mikvos, but there we talk about this idea of Hamshacha, and it has to do with Halacha L'Maisa. How do we build a mikvah? How do we build a mikvah today? How do we take tap water, which, you know, when we go to a mikvah, it's not all rainwater in there. A lot of it's tap water. So how do we kosher the the mikvah, taking the tap water and putting it into a mikvah? So well, we use hamshacha, we use hashaka, right? We use other methods. But Be'ez Hashem, we'll have to see that Be'ez Hashem in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue with other hilchas mikvahos.